Last month, activists held what they called an anti-capitalist May Day march. 16 protesters were arrested, 9 police officers were injured, and it got us to wondering, what does anti-capitalist mean in 2015? And when did the Seattle area, known around the world for companies like Amazon and Microsoft, become a hotbed for anti-capitalist protest? Margaret O'Meara is a history professor at the University of Washington. She told David Hyde a new kind of protester emerged in Seattle after the World Trade Organization protests of 1999.
They're articulating a whole list of grievances against the new world order, which range from environmental degradation to the loss of blue-collar jobs to everything in between.
So the anti-World Trade Organization protests marked Seattle as a hotbed of anti-capitalism. But what about those protests could be called anti-capitalist?
Well, it was a whole assembly of groups coming together in a somewhat organized fashion to say, hey, the way that the global economy is growing, the who's winning and who's losing, we don't agree with that.
It's a kind of a critique of capitalism with an uncertain direction.
That's right. There's not a single issue that's bringing everyone together. There are people gathering on the streets in Seattle in 1999 who have an array of issues that are important to them. People from across the nation and across the globe came to Seattle to have this flashpoint of protest.
Wonder if you could fast forward to the present and talk a little bit about our socialist candidate on the city council here, Kashama Sawant. How do you think she fits into this history?
Well, Kashama Sawant comes into the public eye through another moment of what you could call anti-capitalist protest, which is the Occupy movement, which happens in the wake of the global financial crisis and, of course, had a very visible face here in Seattle as well as elsewhere in the country and around the world. And, you know, she is someone who is very forceful. She is not your usual Seattle politician, right? She's really in a world where people are pretty polite to one another on places like the Seattle City Council. She really doesn't care about ruffling feathers. She has a very forceful message. She has, an appeal to people because of that. There are people who are supporters of her who might not otherwise identify themselves as socialist, but like the idea that she's mixing it up. And she's really, you know, in part a manifestation of this larger discontent and confusion on the part of many people in Seattle who see a city that is changing, a city that is becoming a more difficult place to live if you're not making a big salary, if you're not working at a tech company, that are questioning how things are moving and why and are pushing back against that a bit.
Margaret O'Meara is with us. She's a history professor at the University of Washington. She's currently at Stanford University at the Center for Advanced Study in the Behavioral Sciences. And she's telling us about Seattle's role in the modern history of anti-capitalist protest. So there's a kind of uneasiness with change in a city that is not only home to anti-capitalist protests, but also home to some of the biggest multinational forces in the world, Amazon, Microsoft, et cetera, et cetera. What is unique about the kind of capitalism that's emerged here and these protests that seem to be following it?
Well, here's the interesting thing. You know, you go back 100 years and you have the movements against corporate capitalism. The plutocrats of that era were, in many cases, easy villains to hate. Cigar-chomping, robber barons and Wall Street bankers. And now we have a different sort of type of economic growth that's growing here. These big tech companies are extremely powerful, but they're both the billionaires who lead them and also the people who work in them are not necessarily, you know, don't have much in common with the plutocrats of old, and that they are not as easy to you know, it is, there's a lot more gray within the halls of inside the buildings of Amazon and South Lake Union and out in Redmond. There are plenty of people who might have sort of not political views, not too different from the people who are voting for Sawant, people in the tech community who were champions of the raising the minimum wage. So to say it's the capitalist versus anti-capitalist death match is underway in Seattle, it's much more complicated than that. There are a lot of people who are part of the tech industry who come to Seattle because they see it as an open, tolerant, liberal place, and who do believe that the work they are doing within their companies is contributing to the greater good.
So what's going on here?
So we have a place that a lot of people love dearly. They're either from here or they've come here for a reason. You know, Seattle is a place where people choose to be. And so everyone's kind of trying to fight for, you know, believes that their Seattle has the true Seattle. And there's been this ongoing fight for the soul of Seattle, honestly, that's been going on maybe since Yesler built his sawmill. You know, whose city is it? Whose territory is it? And what will it become?
Margaret O'Meara is a history professor at the University of Washington. She spoke with David Hyde.